Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Okay, today we're going to talk about your audience and your commitments. Let's get started. Matthew chapter 6 says, "Take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men to be seen by them. When you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear to men to be fasting. Your Father, who sees in secret, will himself reward you openly." Those are verses from Matthew chapter 6. Now, regarding service, you know what? Your heart is fundamentally singular. By that, I mean you cannot serve two masters. Now, you may disagree and think, "Oh, I don't serve any master." But that simply says that you are your own master, or a slave to yourself, your ego, your fleshly pride, and thus your sin. Most, if not all, Christians are caught in this dynamic tension. If you are truly born again, your inner being deeply desires to revel in the unity of the new creature with your Maker. However, by God's will, we are temporarily housed, or as Paul puts it, clothed in a corpse, your body, and it still listens to its master, the evil one. Paul had an aha moment, a revelation, and he wrote in Romans chapter 6, "Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered, and having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, nothing good dwells, for to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I do not find. For the good that I will to do, I do not do, but the evil that I will not to do, that I practice." That's from Romans chapter 6 and Romans chapter 7. Continuing, "I find then a law that evil is present with me, the one who wills to do good. For I delight in the law of God according to the inner man. O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. For then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin." Yes, even Paul acknowledged this personal dynamic tension, and friends, no one beats the rap. He said that though he wanted to do good, he couldn't make it happen on his own, and the evil he hated, he wound up practicing. And this is why it's especially important for us as believers to heed Christ's words in Matthew 6. And in which he finished with Matthew 6:24, "No one can serve two masters." You cannot serve God and mammon. What he illustrated is that to be seen by men shows a commitment to the opinions of men, while in secret shows a commitment to the viewpoint of the Father. Serving, at least from the heart, requires commitment. Your heart cannot be committed to two masters. So was Paul saying that he was committed to two? No, not at all. His commitment from the inner being was to God. But he acknowledged that the frustrating commitment of his flesh was to sin. And he also said, that flesh is dead. Romans 8:10 says, and if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. And that's why he thanked God through, but that word through is translated 53 times for. So that's why he thanked God for Jesus Christ, because we cannot solve or overcome this dilemma. Only Jesus could and did. The simple, singular choice is to trust in Jesus. Always trust him. Trust his goodness. Trust his blood. Trust his amazing grace. In unity and identification with him, there's no condemnation, only love. You don't need to be seen by men. The only audience that really matters is the audience of one. Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm and faith to trust him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of his grace today.